is trying to listen to Michael going all over the place because it sounds so good. Yes, math was my, I majored in math. No, I did not. No, I did not. I didn't even minor in math. I got through as little math as I could is what I got through. Anyway. Okay. Well, open your Bibles to Luke chapter 2, verse, I think 8 is in there. Well, we've been focusing this Advent on a Kairos Christmas. Kairos, that being that Greek word, don't let that scare you. It just is a word that means an opportune moment. It's a crossroads type moment. It's a moment, for such a time as this kind of a moment, where like this moment matters. And Advent, or our preparation for Christmas, is full of those. And it's not just another, here's another Greek word for you, it's not just another chronos moment. Coming from the word chronological, it's not just a moment just like the last moment and like the next one where it just tick-tock, tick-tock, and just, it's the ticking of time. It's different from that. It's a moment that matters. And sometimes those moments that are seemingly insignificant at the moment, if you didn't think about it more, that really have long-term people, life-impacting influence. That's the kind of things we're talking about. I know Billy just preached and used a little bit out of It's a Wonderful Life. We're kind of looking at movies. Well, we're doing it again today because there's a lot of stuff there. I felt like there was some visual ways of getting a picture of the kinds of moments, the kinds of Kairos moments that lead to joy, the kinds of moments that bring joy. We see the story of It's a Wonderful Life. How many people like that movie? And don't feel bad about this. How many people you don't really care for that movie? Well, there's a couple. My kids can't stand it. That's fine, and that's fine. But you're going to watch some of it today, so please don't leave. We see the story of this guy named George whose desire is to see the world. He wants to build things, he wants to go places, he wants to do all these big things, right? And so he wants to leave a mark on the world. He wants to get out of this small, tiny little town. And he saved 4 years. He worked 4 years for his dad and his dad's building and loans company that lends money to everyday people. And he worked for 4 years, so he saved up enough money to go on some travel and then spend 4 years in college. And while he's out there doing that, his brother, Harry, is going to take over his place at the building and loans, right? That's the whole thing. And so he's ready to go. His younger brother, Harry's graduating. It's all worked out. He's leaving. His brother, Harry's taking over in the old broken down building and loans, and he just can't wait to go. And now in this scene we see him having a conversation with his dad, who's the one that started the building and loan and would really like his son to stay. So let's make sure our volume is up enough so we can hear what's going on. And the light's down. A couple of types of happiness and joy that we see in life. There are a lot of times, especially in today's day and age, a chronos happy. The stuff that makes us happy moment by moment by moment by moment. Those are the things that come and go. Those are the things that are here today, and they're gone tomorrow. And How many of us know that there's lots and lots of ways to be Kronos happy in today's day and age? There is an endless litany of things that you can do to make yourself happy for the moment. Endless. And there's new stuff every day and every year, because that's the nature of that type of happiness. It does come and go. It keeps you happy for a little while, right? And then what? It breaks, it rusts, it gets old, you get sick and tired of it and bored with it. And then what happens? Somebody has to come up with something new. So, right, there is a continuous, endless stream of things to keep us Kronos happy. There is something called a Kairos joy, right? It is the kind of joy that is love-motivated, it's people-focused, and it comes from moments of significance, moments that matter, moments that matter. And our tendency is for which one of these? We tend toward what makes us happy in the moment, don't we? Oh, it's our nature. You have to be intentional to go for the joy. You have to be. George's father saw the difference. You know how he saw the difference? He lived it. He'd been there. He'd lived his life, and he knew that there are things that George was running after that, yeah, they'll keep you happy for a while, but I'm telling you, he says, we are doing significant things right here, right, with real people. So ultimately, George in the story didn't end up going to college. His dad ended up having a stroke, passing away, and it was either see his dad's life's work, go to the town bully, the town rich guy, Mr. Potter, or he stay and keep it going. And George did something. He did a Kairos moment. He gave his college money to his brother, sent him to college, and he stayed and kept the building and loan going. Not only did he do that, but he helped other people as they were able to get loans that they could never have gotten, build their own home, and you know, make a significant difference in people's lives. He helped with the war effort. He raised his family. He was just an involved community person doing stuff, living out significant Kairos moments, moments that matter, moments that make a difference, like this one. So this is a picture of the kind of moments that bring joy in their life. It was, now what created this? I mean, this was a significant moment. Mr. Martini and his family had lived in what was called Potter's Field, Mr. Potter's rundown slums. And because he worked hard and had an opportunity to get a loan through the building and loans, he was able to get a loan out and buy and purchase and build his own house. You could see what a difference that made for him. You know how that Kairos moment happened? What created that? Think back about when he was talking to his father. He says, "Ah, Dad, I don't want to stay around here and spend my life trying to nickel and diamond things and trying to figure out how to save 3 cents on a length of pipe just so we can build a house, you know, a little bit cheaper." He says, I don't want to, those are little things. I don't want to do that. Well, it was that. Saving 3 cents on a length of pipe, nickel and diamond to try to make something happen for somebody, that created that moment, which was a significant moment for their Martini family, wasn't it? You got to look past the little things that you have to do in life sometimes to think about the bigger impact that what I'm doing can have on people. And you know what? Some of the stuff that he had to do was just day in, day out grind. But you look past that to the Kairos moments, because it's making a difference in somebody's life. It's making a change that's significant. Kairos moments of joy, real joy, not happiness that comes and goes, but the kind of moments that bring joy show up, happen when you show up in the stuff that matters. When you focus on relationships as more important than stuff. When you focus on the people around you rather than the latest and greatest chrono stuff that just comes and goes and comes and goes, and within a year you forget about it. The joy comes in the things that matter, that last long term. The temptation is to look at what other people have. Boy, is that ever a temptation today. They have that. Why can't I have that? Why? I should be able to do that. I should be able to drive that. I should be able to fill in the blank. You probably didn't know. Did you see the guy that pulled up and said, hee-haw? That was his high school friend, Sam Wainwright, who always seemed to do better than George. He went off, went to college, made lots of money, and after that scene here, he went and talked to Sam and Sam's wife, and Sam's like, hey, we're going to Florida. Come on, we're going on a vacation. Come on and join us. And George, we can't. There's too much. I can't get away. We have too much stuff to do. And Sam's like, oh, well, we're going to go have a great time. And they drive off in their fancy car. And George walks back to his old jalopy, and I think he kicks the car door closed or something like that. He's mad and kicks his car, and he's just like, there's a part of him that revealed a bit of the inner frustration that George still wrestled with. He felt like he was missing out on something. They have it. Why can't I? But the thing is, when you feel like you're missing the chronos, happy things, what you're really missing out on are the kairos moments. When you're focusing on what I should have or wish I had, you're missing what God is doing right there in the moment. Keeping up with the Joneses is the same thing as the chronos way of life. It's the stuff that comes and goes and comes and goes and comes and goes and so on and so forth. When we live that way, vacations become bigger than the people we're trying to take on vacation. We're so focused on doing that big thing that it becomes all about the thing you're doing rather than the people that you're going there with. That's when you got that chronos mindset. We are so focused on getting the latest technology and phones so I can text my friends and call the people that are in my life, that we stop really focusing on those people that we want to communicate with. we're more focused on the communication tool than we are on the people that we should be like. They're the most important thing, right? Kairos moments of joy happen when you show up in the stuff that matters and you're fully present. When you're fully present in the moments with the people that are in your life. How many know you can be with people and not be with them? Have you ever been with people that are with you, but, I mean, how many times have you just been at dinner, out at a restaurant, and you look at the next table, and half the people are like this, and you just shake your head. But then you might look back at your table and realize, oh, that's kind of us too, right? How easy is it to do that? Kairos joy happens when you are you show up in the stuff that matters and you're fully present. I mean, be engaged. Disconnect. I was talking to somebody that says, you know what, I'm doing a thing where I go to dinner and I leave my phone in the car. How many people would, just being honest, would struggle to do that, to go and at a restaurant and spend an hour eating with people and would really struggle to just leave their phone in the car? How many people? Come on. It's a few. I'm as attached as the next guy is. So it's just something to think about. We have to not rush past the things that build Kairos joy, meaningful joy. You have to slow down to experience people. And that's not easy to do. I was just talking to Terry on my way here. I'm like, sometimes it's hard to find that balance of being present with people when there's so much to be present for, right? Somehow you have to figure out how to do life in such a way that you can slow down enough to be present with people. Well, George thinks at one point in time later on in his life, after all this, long story short, $8,000 gets lost from the building and loans, and the auditors are there, and all of a sudden he thinks, I'm going to jail. This is all going to fall apart. I've been spending pouring myself into this old beat up building and loans, all for what? I'll just get arrested. I'll go to jail. My life's been a waste, he's thinking. And ultimately, he decides he's going to try to kill himself. I'm not going to go into that whole part of the story. But he says, I'm worth more dead than alive. Right? It's all just chronos. This is all just meaningless stuff. All my life has been just meaningless stuff. Well, that's how he was thinking at the time. And then he gets shown what his life would look like if he had never actually existed at all. And in that, he realizes, wait a minute. All these things that I've done really have made a difference in people's lives. There has been significance in my life. In fact, lots of significance in my life. He realized just how much Kairos life he had lived. He realized at the end how much the things that he had done had really, really mattered. Well, he thought he was going to jail. His wife went out and talked to the town and said, George needs help. I don't know, for you guys that don't like this movie, I still get teared up. I'm sitting here just talking about it, getting a little bit emotional. So she runs out and says, George needs help. He's in trouble. And this is what happens when a life of Kairos, all of a sudden, what he thought was a waste, what he thought was just, I wasted my life just doing all this penny-ante stuff, he realized how many people his life had impacted and how loved he was, you know? All of a sudden, his Kairos, the many, many moments of Kairos that were in his life were revealed to him. And you know what? God is all about bringing those types of moments, those significant moments, into your chronos. He's wanted to bring Kairos, meaningful life, into your everyday tick-tock, tick-tock of life. That's what he's all about. Our verse that Terry read, The angels came to whom? The shepherds, and brought good news of great joy. A Savior has been born. Here's these guys just about their work, taking care of the sheep, right? And all of a sudden, angels from eternity come and tell them that of the plan to save humanity from eternal damnation. I mean, that's, talk about significance into a mundane, everyday moment. God loves to do that. They were just out there keeping watch over their flocks, right? What about this young couple, Mary and Joseph? They're just planning a wedding, getting married. People do it all the time, right? Joseph's working on his trade. Mary's just like young and getting ready to get married, and all of a sudden, God shows up and uses them to bring the Savior of the world into their chronos. Everyday stuff became something of significance. Why? Because they chose to say, yes, Lord, I'll do what you want to do. Even Zechariah, John the Baptist's father, he was just doing his priestly duties. It was just another day. It was his turn to go and burn incense, I believe, in the temple. Or in the temple, but the, was it the temple? Yeah, I think it was, yeah. Well, an angel shows up and says, hey, guess what? Your wife, I know she's way past childbearing years, but she's going to have a child. And this is going to be the one that paves the way, makes a way, clears the path for the Messiah, the Savior of the world. God loves to break into our everyday chronos, what seems like just mundane stuff, and bring kairos, bring meaning into it if we pay attention. And you know what? He brought a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's the one. That's the one. So today, your chronos happiness that comes and goes, maybe God has kind of tapped your shoulder a bit about some things that you've been wrapped up in that have just consumed you. But in reality, in all honesty, if you're really honest with yourself, in a week or a year or even maybe a decade, you won't even know it nor remember it. But it's consuming you now. And maybe God's saying, let's get things in perspective. Let's get things in perspective and think about the things that matter and turn that into a kairos joy that lasts, that has significance through good times and bad times, through that's deeper than the circumstances that you're going through. Much deeper. That all begins with trusting. Interesting. That our pastor's pals, a little thing that we use as our object was what? In God we trust. Do we really trust in God? That's where it starts. If today you've never really entered that relationship of trust where you say, today my life is yours. I am going to trust you. That's where it starts. In God, I trust, right? Today you can make that decision to trust in Jesus and let the story of Christmas become alive in you. Or maybe it's just your trust has gotten a little bit stale. And there's some things that you need to just say, God, I am going to begin to trust you with this. I've been hanging on to it too long and making it far more important than the people in my life, than my relationship with them, than my relationship with you. I'm reordering plans. I'm going to start focusing on kairos, things that matter, things that will last. I'm going to ask our worship team to come up because I just want to close with an opportunity for you, for us, to just take a moment at the altar. You know what? Oftentimes, that's all it takes is just a moment to just say, Lord, this is my response. Today, I'm taking that and I'm giving it to you. Or today, I'm taking my life and I'm trusting you. Thank you. And he will meet you at the altar. And sometimes, if that's no more than a 5-second time to pray and kneel at the altar, and all that matters is where it's real. So we're going to have time, as we sing this last song,